Welcome to Passing Time with Craig. As always, I'm your host, Craig, and today is a special one. We're just going to do a little recap for you. It's been a busy couple weeks, a lot of fun stuff, so I just want to share with you all the ways that I've been passing time lately, because it's been cool, it's been exciting, it's been busy. And as we're gearing up to hopefully summer here, weather dependent, my life gets to slow down a little bit. Obviously, fall and winter is when all the big events are happening, but I've got some fun things planned. But the month of April and beginning of May here was extremely busy for me, and I loved it. One of the first things that I want to talk about is Match Game. It's been a dream of mine to host for a while, that classic game show. I want to bring all these old classics back into the city here. Lots of entertainment. Match Game was super fun. I had six wonderful comedians come and be my panelist, and we had a blast. It was at Toolshed Brewing. Can't thank them enough for the space. Such a great venue. I've had Pat's concert there. 10 out of 10, recommend it. Great beer. The barbecue's amazing. So super fun. I thank all the guests who came out to it. I hope the audience had fun. I think people really did, though. It was cool to, you know, when the contestant was up and gave their answer, you would hear the audience properly, like an actual game show, react accordingly if it was good or not. So that was a lot of fun. And I got some cool prizes for it. It was a blast. So that was a new exciting event. We had a lot of theme trivias as well last month, as I usually do. The Schitt's Creek was very fun. Uncommon Cider is a great location. Star Wars trivia was super cool at Cabin Brewing. I got to shout out all my places that I do host events on the regular. We got Two Rivers Distilling, always a great time. Fantastic cocktails. They've got this like raspberry iced tea, boozy iced tea. It's delicious. Cabin Brewing, Name That Tune, theme trivias, a lot of fun there. And of course, Born Brewing, one of the places I love to be at the most. I'm a mug clubber there, and I just love it there. We do bingo there mostly, but I've got some fun things planned for the summer and moving into the fall there. I'm already thinking of stuff for the fall, and I love summer, but I just, my mind's always thinking of all the next events. Of course, we got Highline Brewing, which I'm there every Tuesday. That's been my one consistent for a couple years now. Ball Screw Bills every other Wednesday. And Uncommon Cider is a place that I've been starting to do a little bit more at. But I got some other places that have reached out to me. It's been good. But I got to do another cool thing was the Calgary Comic Expo. Have you all been to an expo before? They're very unique. I have mixed feelings about them. Here's what I will say the downfall about them first is it is super freaking busy. I don't think the space, they cram in too many vendors and makes the walkways really tiny, especially when you have to stop and look at everything. There's actual traffic jams that will happen, and I'm not a fan of that. I think they could use a little bit less vendors there. But with that said, there's some really cool stuff. It's always kind of awkward too because you see the things and you're like, I don't need to spend $60 on this t-shirt. So definitely be forewarned. If you're going in, you're going to see some cool stuff. But you can spend a lot of money. Now, the expo is fun because when they first kind of started, when people first thought of them, they were very much geeky Star Trek conventions. But now pop culture is everything, and it's cool to be into sci-fi and comic books. So they've got a bunch of great people that come to it. This year I was really stoked because the original cast of Scream was there. Rose McGowan unfortunately had to cancel at the last minute, but Neve Campbell, Skeet Ulrich, Matthew Lillard, Jamie Kennedy, and Lee Wardle, who plays Ghostface stuntman. Obviously he's not really Ghostface, because those are various people that we find out, spoiler alerts, we're all there, and I got a photo with my friend Alana. It was a pricey photo, but we knew that this is one of our favorite movies and favorite casts, so we had to do it. I will also say, I don't know, somebody should have gotten fired, because we got our photo, we paid $500 split between the two of us for this photo, and they did not set it up properly. It was like you could see over the back of the dropping. Like, I don't know how they got away with this. And this was middle of the day, so they've been doing this for several hours. And somebody just royally fucked up there. They had some other Scream people there as well. Dermot Mulroney from Scream 6 was there, and that was really exciting because I actually love My Best Friend's Wedding. That's one of my favorite movies. It's a great one. And so I got to meet him, and he couldn't have been nicer. I love chatting with him. He chatted for like 5 minutes, was just actively listening to everything we said. I also mentioned the Family Stone and how much it means to me, coming from a family of 5 kids and mom had cancer. And he was like, I love that movie too. And he mentioned how it was really hard for him to watch it this year because he had lost his dad recently. So yeah, super nice guy, absolutely lovely. And I also met Laurie Metcalf, Jackie from Roseanne. I've grown up with that show. Roseanne, obviously, it's unfortunate. It's one of those situations where a great show memory is kind of tarnished by main person involved. But I actually, in November 2019, I went to California and I went to a taping the Conners. So always been a fan of the show. And it was really cool to meet her, and she was really nice as well. I will say again, the pricing for these, just to get a selfie with these people, is not cheap. And they were all like cash only. And of course, ATMs are $3 to get out your own cash. So that wasn't fun, but I knew I had to do it because I love these movies and TV shows. So it was a big deal for me. But the main reason why I went to the Calgary Comic Expo is I got to host a panel this year. This is my third time doing this panel at the Calgary Expo. It's Queer in the Fandom, and it was all about being queer and in franchises that maybe you're not always welcomed or represented. And this year it was just me, myself up on the stage there, and it was just this big audience participation. We had like a full room, everybody was so engaging. We had a variety of ages, which was super awesome. Variety of members in the queer community talking about everything, and We really started chatting about all the positive things that are coming out and great things, books and comics and TV shows and movies to watch, which was just fantastic. And it was important. I wasn't sure if I was going to do it this year, but then they brought in formerly of The Mandalorian, she's a wrestler, Gina Carrero, I think is her name. Yeah, and she's awful and very backwards ideas. And so I thought it was important that if they're going to bring in somebody like that, that we need to have this discussion. Luckily, they also brought in Elliot Page that weekend, so that was super cool. Didn't get a chance to meet him. His lineup was huge, but he seemed super cool and spoke some great things. And is such an important advocate out there in Hollywood, which is fantastic to see. So yeah, the Calgary Comic Expo was super fun, but super busy. Glad I did it. I'll probably continue to go for the most part, but some of the things are just getting a little ridiculous for pricing. But now I know, like, I spent less money this year when it came to the vendors. And then that weekend was also very busy for me because that was Bourne's birthday weekend. Bourne Brewing celebrated 6 years, so we had a big party that I helped organize. The Sunday there, I did some little mini games on the patio, which was super fun, and hoping to get to do that a bit more often here. But I've been part of Bourne for 3 years now, and it's so great to see all the support and people coming out to it. And Aaron and Wade are great people, so happy to help celebrate them, which was fantastic. Now, Calgary Comic Expo and Bourne's anniversary weekend always happens at the same time, and it's always near my birthday as well. Turned 34, one away from big 3-5. I got some plans for next year. My hope is to be in Hawaii. I don't know, we'll see if that happens or not. But my birthday this year, I chose on my actual day to just go and get as much free shit as possible. And I got like $60, $70 worth of free food. So start off with Denny's. You can get the Grand Slam breakfast, and you can also choose to get anything on the menu and they'll just take the cost of it off. But I was already like, oh no, I'm just going to have the Grand Slam. So got that. That was fantastic. Didn't have to pay for that. I did buy a drink. So I had iced tea, which was $4, $4 for a pop. I don't get it. Anyways, had that. Also had my free drink from Starbucks. That one you do need to sign up for the app and have it. But Denny's, you just need to go and show your ID. You can. These are things. This is you can only do on your birthday though. I also went to Regrub. You had to sign up a few days before, and then you got a coupon that you can use on your birthday for a free milkshake. So that was delicious. Marble Slab, also sign up ahead of time, and you get a free ice cream cone. Went with some cookies and cream, which was delicious. And then, what else did I... Oh, yeah, Chicken on the Way. You just have to go on your birthday, show your ID again, and you get a snack pack that had, two drumsticks and a bunch of fries and some sort of biscuit thing. So, already fantastic. Then I went to Cold Garden. You can get a pint of Cake Face. It's not my favorite beer, I won't lie. my friend did point out that it was one of the slowest he's ever seen me drink a beer. But it might have also been that I just had a milkshake and an ice cream. And then I went over to visit a friend at Old Beautiful. Got a free beer there. And then went to Cabin. Got free beers there. All thanks to my friends. And then ended my night at Bourne. And trying some new anniversary beers. So that was great. April was, like I said, a lot of fun. Really busy though. This past week has been insane as well. I had events every single day. I had a private event on Friday, but Monday through Thursday I had public events. Saturday was Beer Fest, which was... I liked it this year. I did the afternoon session. I found it more spacious, which was really awesome. I didn't feel cramped. There's a lot more options than just beer, which was fantastic. I obviously love craft beer, but... all the same breweries come and you're usually getting the same thing. So I get to see a bunch of my friends, get some free drinks. That's awesome. I don't know. It's it costs $20 to get in, and then it's $1 a token with no value deals or anything like that. We got 100 tickets for the four of us. And then Spencer had gotten some tickets beforehand too. And we used them all up. We're in there for 3 hours. Tried some delicious things. Soju has sparkling soju. This black cherry thing is one of the most delicious things. If you're looking for a drink for the summer, highly recommend that. But it was a good time. It was me, my buddy Spencer, my friends Chef Adam and Megmar. And it was just, I don't know. If you haven't done it before and you like alcohol, check it out. If you find that it's the same thing every year, then yeah, you don't have to keep going to it. I was okay of not going, but I did get comp tickets from my sister, so it was definitely worth it. And then the next day was a big day for me. It was the hike for hospice, and I was asked to be the client ambassador this year, as we talked about in previous podcasts, and I gave a little speech about mom and my experience with the hospice. It was really nice. My dad and his wife Sue were there. My older brother, Kurt, and his family, my sister and her family, my cousins, Jen and Katie, my auntie, Sherry, my little cousin, Lila, and then my sister's best friend, Julia, who's a sister to me, also flew out and was there for it. She lives in Victoria, so she was there with her new partner, Sean, who's a really nice guy, and then one of my favorite people on the planet, Eric, and his girlfriend, Catherine, were also there. It was a great time to have them all there. I gave my speech and it was emotional. I made sure to avoid eye contact with my family. And when I got off stage, my nephew Everett was just bawling and I lost it. Presley and Everett and Kaylin and Bray, they all know of my mom, but obviously never met them. And I think it was just moments like this that was tough and, realizing that they didn't get to meet their grandma when we all say such wonderful things about it. And it just really sucks because I would love for her to have met them. And I know she would have just spoiled them and she would have been the greatest grandma, I think. So it was a great time. Weather turned out perfect for us. And had a lot of fun just walking with my family and friends. And then had a little bit of a break before I continued going. It was the finale of Survivor Calgary All-Stars Edition. And I'm so excited that it's all out now. I unfortunately did not make it. I made it to the final eight. Got blindsided. One of the most shocking blindsides in Survivor Calgary history. Which makes me feel good because... that's the only way they could get rid of me. So not going to complain about that. It was a lot of fun. And I'm going to have a bunch of the cast on in the coming weeks here, so you can hear their story. We can talk about the whole season now that it's out, but you can still check it out on YouTube. Definitely recommend watching it. It's a lot of fun. I won last season, the Survivor Calgary All-Stars, as we had Tom on and talk about it. But this was the one that happened, just finished this weekend, and it was a lot of fun. So, watch it. It's quite entertaining, and it's weird to have actual footage of people talking behind your back. It's such a weird thing, but congratulations to Taylor, who ended up winning this season. He's a super swell guy, and yeah, I'm going to have him on my podcast so we can compare notes, and I can get mad at him on the pod for voting me out. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been busy, like I said, and now things are slowing down a bit. I know we've missed some weeks with the pod, but we're going to be get going again. As you can see, this is one of the reasons why it was so hard to record some episodes, because I've been so busy, but I'm gonna get you more episodes all the time. I've got some great guests. If there's any guests you want to hear on the podcast, just reach out to me. Send me a message, passingtimewithcraig@gmail.com. Send me a DM on social media, passingtimewithcraig, wherever it may be. And I'm looking forward to some fun stuff coming up this summer, fun conversations with people. Let me know what you're doing to pass the time, and if there's anything you want me to pass the time doing. Working on some web stuff as well, some web series. Craig Tries is in the process. I've been wanting to do it for a few years. I've tried it. It doesn't always work out, but it's going to happen now. I think that's about all. I just wanted to give you guys a little recap of what's been going on with me, how I've been passing time. And I look forward to hearing from you all and chatting soon with you. Thanks for passing time with me, and we'll talk soon. Bye.